You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Yeah, it's exactly where I want it to be. I think it's really, really fun. You know, this defense is going to be really creative. I know what you see in the last three preseason games is like that much of a gigantic playbook. But we've got some cool stuff on there. And, you know, I think there's, you know, some different ways to sort of think about blitzes and pressures and movements. And, you know, that's always the interesting part, you know, that I don't think I knew about coming to a new program is like the football 101 is the same. But like learning a new style and a new like philosophy of how to attack offenses, I think has been really cool. And it's just sort of opened up my own toolbox of how I understand football and, you know, can kind of get the answers to the test a little bit.
Bills defensive end, pass rusher, Michael Hoyt. Canadian-born player.
Good interview.
Yeah. He spoke after the win on Saturday over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, part of the pass rush defensive front group that we've kind of addressed today. By the way, Brayton Wilson, Paul Hamilton with you, joining. Hopefully you're joining us here on the Extra Point Show on WGR Sports Radio 550, filling in today. 803-0550 is the number here. 1-888-550-2550 are the numbers if you care to join us. Today's topic that we are focusing in on is which position group intrigues you the most heading into the regular season. Again, we got a Twitter poll up on my account, at Brayton J. Wilson. You could vote for either the receiving group, which is wide receivers, tight ends, the defensive front, which includes defensive ends, defensive tackles, the secondary, cornerbacks, safeties, or other. Feel free to join us on the phones, on social media. Paul, I don't know where you sit on this, but I know my clear-cut answer on this. And we kind of teased it a little bit and talking about some of the players. It's the defensive front for me. I think that I'm really intrigued with how that's going to play. I mean, we got some obvious names that are going to be in the fold. You know, the Greg Rousseaus, the Ed Olivers that are going to be there. But really, and then the Joey Bosa, obviously, as well. But then after that, it kind of gets really interesting in terms of where things kind of stand, especially now that you're going to be likely throwing Jordan Phillips into the mix here with this group. I am really intrigued how roster cutdown day is going to go, how once Larry Ogunjobi, if he even makes the roster, is going to factor into this situation. Because, you know, obviously, yes, he's going to be suspended for the first six games, and you could easily just put him on the suspended list or however that goes and then just have him on, and then once his suspension is up, then you deal with him. But, yeah. I mean, I think back to when they signed Larry Ogunjobi and Brandon Bean was kind of caught off guard by the fact that he was facing a possible suspension compared to Michael Hoyt, where Michael Hoyt was like, oh, Brandon Bean knew that, and it's just like, well, we're going to sign him to a three-year deal anyway, so whatever, we'll just take that. But it caught him off guard with the suspension there. And really, with Ogunjobi, I don't know what he's necessarily done this training camp, this preseason, that's stood out, at least in my eyes, to warrant him to garner a roster spot even before the suspension. So I think that really intrigues me the most, looking at the defensive front group. Again, there are the surefire names that are going to be here, the Rousseaus, the Bosas, the Ed Olivers, and then everyone else after that. I'm really looking forward to seeing how that's kind of panned out. As I mentioned earlier, I even think Daquan Jones could be on the chopping block. I just think that given his age, given his significance on the roster at this stage, and you got two guys that are young and upcoming right behind him that have, I think, performed admirably in the training camp and preseason to at least get them some significant looks, and with their salary cap situation, it might benefit the Bills in a way if they look at Daquan Jones and they say, you know what, with the situation we're in, it might save us a little bit. We will have a little bit of a dead cap hit, but I think if I saw correctly, because I was looking this up last week when I was on with Derek, the savings that the Bills will be more than the dead cap for Daquan Jones. And I'm interested with what he might have in store with the potential of him being cut.
And you're right, with Okungbo, that's possible. I mean, once the suspension is over, maybe they could just release him, especially if they've liked what they've seen through the season so far, you know, when that ends. The reason, and that was before, you know, what with the preseason games and everything else, but the fact that they kept him around after they found out about the suspension, they kept him anyway. You know, mm-hmm. In both cases, as you mentioned, where they could have just said, you know what, nah, if this is going to be a suspension, let's just go another way, you know, type of a scenario there. So the fact that they didn't do that, I think maybe bides well for him. But again, they have to see where the injuries are at and that kind of thing with, you know, once he gets back to where they are. The guy that I really enjoyed his preseason because of the improvement I thought we saw was the third round pick, Landon Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
He would have, but this is expected. You're talking about a rookie here. But I thought in training camp there were some up days and some down days, and that's totally expected. I didn't sit there and go, oh, this guy's no good or anything, because then you would see some good things from him. And I think the preseason games, I think we saw a lot of progress as he went through the preseason. I thought, he put some good pressure on the quarterback in this last game against Tampa Bay and got to the spot that he needed to get to. And I liked a lot of I just liked the improvement I saw in him as the preseason went by, which is what you expect out of a guy that you drafted in the third round and as a rookie. And I think he came through with that during the preseason.
Yeah, I agree with you there with Landon Jackson. I think didn't really see much of him in the first two games, and then in the third game he started to kind of really start to come into his own a little bit here. And I think the ascension for Landon Jackson is certainly a possibility with him. I just keep looking back to Sal's 53-man roster projection. He posted that on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it these days, at Sal Sports. Yeah, I just keep looking at that, and I keep looking at the defensive group, and especially defensive tackle when you throw in the Jordan Phillips idea, really makes it that much more complex and makes it a little more interesting. I did also bring up the Daquan Jones post.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
June 1st release, so if he is cut as part of this, at least this is what I believe is to be the case, and I believe SpotTrack is right. The 2025 dead cap would be $3.9 million. The dead cap for 2026 would be a little over $3.7 million. But the savings this year on the salary cap will be $5.5 million. So if they're in a situation where they feel that they're going to be better off with the salary cap situation, and Daquan Jones is part of that solution to be better off, that might be something that's of interest. And plus, given his age, and maybe could one of the rookies or somebody else in that defensive front perform just as well as a Daquan Jones on the roster?
Yeah, definitely. And in this day and age of football and hockey, and you know, where there's salary caps to deal with and everything, that all goes into consideration when you're talking about your final cuts in some senses. I mean, if a guy's really, really bad, you can't keep him. You got to figure out a way to get around the salary cap or whatever the situation might be with it. But even when we were talking to Sal earlier, you know, we were talking about some cuts, and he brought up, well, how does that, you know, you got to look at the salary cap. Now, what does that do with the salary cap as opposed to keeping the player and those types of things? And that would drive me insane, right? If I had to figure out all that stuff, and I would rather, if I'm a GM and a coach, say, okay, we're cutting this guy, and whatever. Not, well, we're cutting this guy, but what does that mean against our salary cap? What does that mean against this? And it all goes into effect then.
Yeah. Another position I didn't include in this group, Paul, but I'm interested to see how it plays out come Tuesday afternoon, is linebacker, because obviously it's Terrell Bernard, Matt Milano, and Dorian Williams are locks. Joe Andreessen, I think, is more so a lock than anything. He played really well on Saturday night against Tampa Bay, especially after a game against Chicago where I think it was noticeable that Andreessen might have not have been his best against Chicago. I thought he was phenomenal against Tampa Bay. And then after that, is Shaq Thompson's roster spot a guarantee? I know he's a veteran. I know he's got ties with McDermott and Bean because he was drafted by those guys in Carolina. Is he a lock? Jimmy Charlo, who obviously has been featured in Hard Knocks and I think is a great story. I think he's also had a really decent preseason. I think he was in particularly very good against Tampa Bay. Eddie Olofosio, he was a draft pick of the Bills last year out of Washington. And then Keonta Jenkins got a lot of looks. I don't think he's going to make it, but that's another position where you see the names, you see who might be possibly somebody that could make the roster and battling it out. That to me is another intriguing group of positional group that is going to be looked at heavily heading into Tuesday, but you know, maybe not so much as intriguing as the other ones that we're talking about today.
And you can check my memory here on the number. I remember in Hard Knocks, McDermott saying, I think he said it was three, it might have been two, you know, three guys are going to make this team for special teams. They made it because of their special teams. Was it? Do you remember that comment? Was it three or two? Something like that.
I want to say it was three, but I can't remember.
I thought so too.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it doesn't really matter. Either two or three guys are going to make this team because of special teams alone. And if that's the case, I think Jimmy Charlo is on the roster.
I think so too.
And especially with what he did at linebacker. You know, to put on film at what he did with linebacker also, I don't think he's going to kill him if he winds up at linebacker during a game. But yeah. When McDermott said that, and the way this kid has performed on special teams, and, you know, he was a great college player, but injuries have derailed his NFL development. And, you know, they talked about on the broadcast that Brandon Bean said he was pretty much at the top of their radar when it came to, all right, we're looking for a guy you know, the with the type of, you know, with what they were thinking with special teams, and a guy that maybe has not really been able to get an opportunity for certain reasons, and he was at the top of that list. So when you say who's going to make the team, I think the combination of special teams and what he's done at linebacker, I don't see how they could ignore that. So I think he would make the team with that in mind.
803-0551-888-550-2550 is the number here. If you want to get connected with us, that would be absolutely allowable. That's also brought to you by Northtown Kia. Getting connected with our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Brayton Wilson, Paul Hamilton filling in on the Extra Point Show with you here on WGR. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we will have one more segment before we're joined by Matt Beauvais from Channel 7 WKBW-TV. He joins us right at the top of the 11 o'clock hour to talk more about the Bills here on WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.